How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw aside the curtain on a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, a little-known story behind a great song. But first, a word from a familiar voice. And there's a man who speaks common sense. Now, if you will, step with me behind the scenes to any cafe where a jukebox plays. As the patrons feed their nickels, dimes, or quarters to the music machine, there'll be at least one member of your party who'll suddenly lift his head like a hound taking the scent. Uh-huh, he'll say they stole that tune from Tchaikovsky. Or again, a direct lift from Grieg. And then he'll exhibit his erudition by telling you just what classical selection has been pirated, and through it all will give the impression that he's just a little annoyed by the popular songwriter's constant larceny of the classics. And maybe he should be. But still, this thievery among composers is nothing particularly new. No, indeed. And to illustrate, let's go back a number of years to the study of a very famous composer indeed. This famous man is pretty gloomy as he sits before his clavichord this morning. His fingers ripple aimlessly over the keys, but it's one of those days when there doesn't seem to be a melody anywhere. He has that drained, dry feeling that comes occasionally to all creative artists. There are times he almost wishes he'd stayed in the military service, a good, secure life at least, and the public doesn't expect too much of you then, at least not in peacetime. Here, this won't do. He's got to get to work, and determinedly he squares himself away. But his good intentions are completely shattered by a great clatter and pounding outside his window. My word, he's forgotten this was the day the workmen were to come and repair the house. And he bitterly ruminates on the trials an artist must suffer in this workaday world. Well, he'll work in spite of the racket. He'll have to. But then a new and even more jarring note strikes his ear. One of the louts has decided to sing, not well, not even particularly on key, but plenty loud. Dramatically, the composer claps his hands to his ears and wonders why on earth people will insist on singing you don't know how. But wait a minute. Underneath that croaking voice is not a bad melody. He listens. Yes, if only sung right, it could be a very fine melody indeed. It's totally unfamiliar to him, and he wonders what it is. So he sticks his head out the window and asks the plasterer who's doing the singing if he'd mind stepping inside. Somewhat puzzled, the workman, his shoes trailing white plaster on the expensive rug, complies. The song? His grandmother used to sing it to him. Where did she learn it? From her grandmother, probably. The composer's eyes kindled. Ah, an almost forgotten folk song. This was something like it. The gentleman wished the workman to sing it again. Why not? And as the workman sings, the composer works feverishly, his face wreathed in a huge and delighted smile. Now, before the conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. In a few days, the famous composer came out with a new song, a real smash hit. One of his very greatest compositions, many said. And in truth, posterity seems to agree. The name of that selection? None but the Lonely Heart. Its composer? A man by the name of Tchaikovsky. Yes, the same Tchaikovsky, whose work is pirated so liberally today, was himself not above snitching an occasional melody behind the scenes. And now, this is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again soon for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.